I mean, he's probably going to be the next Bill Gates. This kid's smart.
AM. Hi. WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back, all our listeners, to another week of a live show this week. Bill and Clay are both back in the studio. Happy to have you.
What's up?
Obviously, we had ran into Thanksgiving during the last tapings of the show.
Yeah, those holidays will get you.
I hope our radio listening audience had a lovely Thanksgiving. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me always on the program is twin brother Billy.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. And our great, great pal, you know, friend in the world, Clay O'Brien. Greatest human on earth.
Yes, yep. Thank you.
I'm getting used to that part. Thanks for the instructional. Yep. Everybody have a nice Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me about it a little bit, if you don't mind.
It was filled with turkey and laughter.
I worked.
I thought you said you worked.
I worked.
You worked?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you worked at the Carlton Hotel. You were... Billy the server that day.
Billy's on cranberries tonight.
Yeah. It was okay.
It's good to serve people on Thanksgiving. It's important to serve, right?
Yeah, but like...
You gotta serve somebody. No, Bob
like
Dylan.
When you're doing it, though, by 3 o'clock, you're like just watching guys just scarf down prime rib and fringe, you know, shrimp cocktail, and you're like...
Mm-hmm. I want some of that.
I don't know. I think I said to a couple of guys, I'm like, hey, to some of the food runners, I was like, go bring me 10 shrimp. Yeah.
Give me a fistful of shrimp.
Me and Mike Mango did that.
The entitled waiter. Hey, you know what, food runner? Go get some
No,
shrimp,
I was like, can I get... Boy, you're starving. They're so generous, though, towards us, the Carlton.
Wait,
at the
were you bartending?
It.
Or were you doing the food
I bartended for the first 4 hours
first
of the
half?
Event. Yeah, and then the final three, I worked a private party with my buddy Jay.
You couldn't sneak off and grab a fistful of shrimp?
I know this sounds ridiculous. I don't know if you've ever thought of anything like this in your life, but I was starving. And no, you have to let the guests kind of eat first.
Yeah, right.
You know? And I'm like, oh, man, I'm so hungry. I called Jay because he wasn't coming until later in the afternoon to work this party with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, are you on your way here? And he's like, yeah, I'm on my way over there right now. And I'm like,
dude,
I'm like,
are you on your way here?
I'm like,
get some Doritos.
I'm like, go to McDonald's right now and get me three sausage.
Give me five Big Macs.
Ugh.
So I found myself shoving down sausage McMuffins in the back of the hotel before
nice.
I went, like, on Thanksgiving. I'm like, looking at all this great food.
From
like,
America's favorite Irish restaurant.
American restaurant, yeah. Yes.
Bill's got a call.
I forgot to turn my phone off.
It's McDonald's calling.
Yeah, it's McDonald's.
It was a callback joke, wasn't it? We talk a lot about McDonald's here on the
program.
You
didn't come in today, Bill.
I had a Big Mac last night.
I had a couple of Big Macs over the holidays. Gotta admit, I did.
You shouldn't promote that garbage.
No. They're addictive, though. So then I went to your house.
So you
later.
Had a good day at the Carlton.
No, and then I went to your house later, you and your wife hosted.
I want to get back to this Carlton thing, though.
Yeah.
People go to Thanksgiving, they go to a hotel for Thanksgiving dinner because no one's left in the family that knows how to do it or wants to have to be the host anymore.
Sure.
Yeah,
It's kind of a neutral ground, isn't it? So what is typically like the audience? There's like divorced families and mostly that kind of thing going through there. And are there fights? Do you witness fights
fights.
A normal Thanksgiving?
No, I've done it for like the better part of like the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen like not like screaming fights. I've seen like, you know, little arguments and stuff. But
Eric, you're going to Notre Dame. No, I'm not, Dad.
Eric, you're going to Notre Dame.
Yeah, stuff like that. Or like, you know,
he was cheating on you for years.
You know?
What?
Yeah.
Really, from like the 20s? New York City?
Mm-hmm.
He was cheating on you for years, see?
There is definitely an older
Eric, you're still going to Notre Dame.
There's an older demographic to...
You're
going to
play on the new Rockne here?
The kids always look like very unhappy to be there, though.
Yeah.
Like the kids are just kind of like, I'd rather be on my couch at home watching TV, and they're like right. in this big, huge hotel.
Well, if the food's good, then right. everybody's happy. You know?
The little kids love it. It's like the teenagers.
You just said they were. Oh, the teenagers.
They're
unhappy.
Like all looking at their watches, like when is this over? Right. When is this
Those
over?
Those dang teenagers.
Oh, the teenagers are never. You can't make them.
Eric,
happy.
Stop looking at your watch.
Eric, stop looking at your iWatch.
Eric, stop looking at your watch. The shrimp cocktails are to the left.
Eric, get your fist off the shrimp.
The line, the lines
that sounded dirty.
The lines though for the food are like, it's fun to watch because it's like just horses going to the trough. Yeah. You know? I mean, people just pigging out.
Yep.
You know, a guy will eat, you know, try a little scoop of something and be like, nope. You know, on to the next thing. You
well,
know?
Yeah, that's what normal people do at Thanksgiving.
Plates and plates and plates. Well, no, at Thanksgiving, sometimes you get the opportunity that you just go over to your, you know, you can get your plate and like, that's not bad. Maybe I'll go up and get a little seconds. Here, people get worried for some reason. They're like, you know, it's like,
because they paid for it. They're like, yeah. I got to get my fill.
And it's like, you're not, it's like, we're not going to run out of food. There's more food. Relax.
You can get up for 10,000
people. You can get up and go again. But I think sometimes people
go out there and go, we got lockers full of this stuff.
I think sometimes when people look at the lines, though, they're like, I'd rather sit here or wait in line and just get a huge pile of stuff and come back and maybe not have to get in line again. I can understand that.
You got to have a strategy going into these things. You got to have a game plan. You know,
I feel like, though, it's kind of, it's not like, you know, you always feel like alcohol is a big part. People are always drinking lots of wine at Thanksgiving, you know, and scotch and bourbons.
Thanksgiving has a drinking culture to it.
Of course.
Big time.
But, you know, when we were bartending, we weren't that, I mean, we were making some drinks, but it wasn't like, I mean, we did 500 people and it didn't seem like a lot, like we were running like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We did 500.
But then again, talking about coveralls. Then again, we did 500.
Then again, the element of it is that, well, not the element, but the fact behind it is, you know, at home you can, you know, people are drinking handles of booze that they bought, you know, rather than
from Costco,
anywhere, you know.
And I'm gonna finish that gallon of vodka I bought at Costco.
You can buy anything at Costco.
You can, not anything. I was there recently with a friend, and we couldn't find
jet skis.
Toilet brushes. They didn't have toilet brushes, like a toilet brush cleaner.
Costco doesn't have toilet
brushes?
Didn't
have them. No, we were there. We looked.
You
got to
buy 70 of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clay, how was your Thanksgiving? What'd you do?
It was good. Went to my mom's. Had a very, you know, Norman Rockwell.
Yeah. Experience.
Oh, very nice.
Sure. Did your mom cook?
Yeah.
Bless her heart. Yep. It's a lot of work, man.
It is. And we had the kids running around. It was good times. But easy, simple.
Were your siblings there to join you?
They were.
Oh, okay. And so all their kids came over?
Yep.
So it was an O'Brien Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a very Irish Thanksgiving.
Lovely.
Yeah.
How long did you hang out? Did you go home at like 10?
As soon as kids got tired, you know, you scoot out.
Yeah, you scoot out.
You start crying, you start leaving.
Yeah, we had it at my house this year. First time we ever hosted.
Uh-huh.
Haley did a wonderful job. She cooked.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, she did a great job. It was impressive for a first run of it, you know?
It is a lot of work. Yeah.
The funny part was, like, Haley finished cooking the dinner, and she was like, I don't even want it. You know?
Yeah.
She was like, had a tiny bit of it, and she was like, I want 7 glasses of wine now. That was very stressful.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like working in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, God bless her. But, yeah, Bill, you came over for a little while. Had a couple of...
Turkey legs?
No, we had a couple of two gingers Irish whiskeys and soda.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Did you have any oatmeal?
No.
The next day you did.
I stuffed my turkey with some of that oatmeal that makes everybody so happy.
That McCann's? Really?
Mm-hmm. This show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's the greatest oatmeal in the world. It prevents fights at Thanksgiving, makes you stronger, smarter, and rested for the next work week during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's always hard to go back to work after a long holiday like that.
It is. But, you know, if you put a little in your turkey, in your turkey stuffing, instead of those White Castles everyone's so nuts about these days, try a little McCann's.
Yeah.
Hooli's Hooli comes back after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Celtic Thunder Symphony Tour, an exciting new show, singing with symphony orchestras, fan favorites, and best love songs. Celtic Thunder, accompanied by a symphony orchestra, December 7th, live at the Chicago Theater. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind performance from Celtic Thunder. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or by phone.
Whoa.
Welcome back, Hooley's Hooley.
God bless Celtic Thunder.
Celtic Thunder.
Yeah.
God bless them for being good partners of the program here.
God bless.
Before the break,
yep.
We were talking a lot about turkey and Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Bill, we talked about...
A lot of people do turkey at Christmas, too.
They do.
Yep.
But I did talk about the phenomena of maybe putting a little McCann's Irish oatmeal in your turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I made that parallel because many people for years have been making their stuffing with White Castle sliders.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the stuffing of the White Castle turkey?
I can't remember. I don't know. If I did, I was probably intoxicated.
I have not.
Have you ever heard
of that?
That's fart turkey, Clay.
Oh, yeah.
Furkey. My family eats furkey.
Mm-hmm. My people eat furkey.
My people eat furkey.
We prep the furkey the night before.
We're from the mountains. We eat furkey.
Well, that's White Castle turkey, furkey.
Yeah, but do you think that people actually like go to White Castle and buy the sliders, or do you think they get like the ones that are frozen?
White Castle probably has a Thanksgiving dish of some kind, like, you know, like have you seen that people do the Thanksgiving? Bless you.
Excuse me. Gee whiz.
Yeah. It's all this turkey talk that makes Clay sneezy.
I'm allergic.
All this furkey talk.
Have I seen what?
Many, there's a sandwich phenomena around the holiday turkey dinner.
Yeah,
now.
With like the turkey and the mashed potato, or the turkey, the stuffing, and like the cranberry sauce. With
and then
like
a little mashed potato.
I
and
think
then,
Arby's is doing something like that.
Is it Arby's?
Quite good, to tell you the truth.
Well, when I worked at Kevel's, we had that sandwich. And yeah. It was a real big seller, and I was shocked.
Yeah. Actually, I was at a restaurant on Friday night. I was working at
it's
Duffy's,
like French but, bread, Clay. And yeah. then a turkey dinner inside of it.
Yeah.
It's a Thanksgiving stacker.
Another establishment.
Thanksgiving stacker.
That did that.
A furkey stacker at White Castle.
Nine, yeah, furkey stacker.
99-cent furkey stackers.
I don't, like, I've never been to...
at Filthy's.
At Filthy's.
As much as I enjoy candy and sweet things, I've never gotten into like the cranberry on my turkey and gravy. I don't want that.
No, you gotta keep it separate.
Yeah, like I don't like that. Like a buddy of mine had a sandwich from an establishment.
So you don't mix your food together on the plate. You're not one of those guys.
I might throw a little stuffing on top of my turkey and gravy, maybe a little bit of mashed potato, but I'm not like
sophisticated.
My wife has always thought this odd about me. I guess it's kind of an OCD thing that I do.
You eat one thing at a time.
I eat one thing on my plate at a time. So if there's green beans, steak, and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I eat all the green beans first, and then I eat the entire steak, and then I eat the mashed potatoes last.
You don't mix it up?
No, it's weird. And my wife's like, that is so
That's how Dahmer used weird. To eat his dinner.
Thanks. Dahmer listens to the show. We got something in common, Jeff. Uh-huh.
So talk about like
my lunch buddy, Jeff.
So talk about like the anxiety of hosting your first Thanksgiving. Now that it's done, you're going to have to do it again, obviously, right?
Yeah, Haley's dad came. He stayed with us for a couple days. Like the stress of it is just like having house guests, you know, right. Even though it's my father-in-law, it's still a guest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then having the stress of like going out and buying all the groceries and everything, because it wasn't just us. You guys came over. My folks came over.
Right.
And then timing it up and like kids run like young kids running around.
Yeah.
When it's a lot of labor, a lot of labor.
Yeah.
And then by the time the turkey arrives and dinner comes out, all you want to do is be like, all right, I'm done. Like everybody eat and leave.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. I don't mean just leave, you know, that's rude of me, but.
No, you do. You do.
But you kind of do. You know, you're like, all right, I love having my family here, but man, I just want to chill at this point.
It's 10 o'clock at night. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it did work out that way. Nobody hung out too late, you know?
No. Your father-in-law, I think I was one of the last guys to leave. He went to bed, and then I stayed there and had a couple pops with you guys, and then I took off.
Yep. It was lovely.
Uh-huh.
You left at 4 a.m., didn't you?
No, like 10:30, 11.
I didn't. Yeah.
You went out, though.
No, I actually gave his wife was like, Patty was like, go ahead, go out if you want to meet your girlfriends, fine. And go have a drink with them because they probably all did the same thing or whatever, you know. So I gave her a ride to an establishment to meet some of her friends.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you didn't pop in?
I popped in for one. Yeah, she made me. She's like, I'm not walking in there alone without anyone. I'm like, all right, I'll come in with you.
Yeah.
Because she's like, if no one's there, you can you just... turn around and give me a ride home. But I'm like, yeah, sure, fine. I was like, well, I thought your friends were meeting you. She's like, I don't know. Everyone's been texting back and forth.
It was like, this crapshoot.
Yeah.
At a certain age, you don't want to like call people after 10 o'clock that have children and stuff like that. Like, hey, you got to meet me out. Like on a holiday.
Yeah, you just take that blind dart toss.
Yeah, knowing like, oh, maybe they're
there. Some of my friends will show up tonight.
Exactly.
Someone's going
to
show up.
Yeah, that's how it used to be.
I know.
Right, right.
I miss those days.
I do too. No cell phones. Just, hey, I hope Jimmy's over at the bar. Only one way to find out. Got to walk over to the bar.
Got to go there for 9 hours.
Yeah.
So we're getting into...
Honey, I got to go to the bar for 9 hours. I'll be red.
I mean...
I'll be back in a bit.
We'll be back in 9 hours.
I can't believe that, like, have you guys been jamming out to any Christmas music yet?
Yeah, a little bit. It's
too early
on the,
for me.
It's on the dial now.
I got to be in December.
I decorated last weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
For Christmas.
We did Duffy's.
We decorated Duffy's.
Yeah, they
Southern style.
We did Duffy's.
Yeah. I got my I hung the lights on the top of the ceiling.
They got Furky at Duffy's.
That was Bill's job?
That was my job. I took it upon me. I was like, yeah, I'd rather do this. But like the whole bar gets wiped and cleaned. I mean, the whole place gets cleaned up.
You know what lights up that place better than anything?
What?
The pushies in the back.
Those will light you up, yeah.
Did you guys decorate the machines at all?
No.
Who's decorating the poker machines? No. Cindy, you're on the poker machine.
Let's go.
No.
They don't look good.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, if you did decorate the machines, would the guys, like the Pit Boss guys from, who owns the machines? Bally's or somebody come in and go, right. Hey, please don't decorate the machines.
Please take that off they my might. Machine.
Yeah, they might. See, I mean, it's their property, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they might. I've never seen a bar that did that. Like, I can't imagine like a reindeer head on the top of a machine. I don't know, does that make sense? Or like a Santa hat.
Sure. Well, a reindeer head for Santa hat is a couple of big extremes.
We do I had a heavy metal band named called Reindeer Head.
Reindeer Head.
It's awesome.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Christmas heavy metal.
Christmas metal. Reindeer Head. Jimmy will be down a little bit. He's been listening to Reindeer Head upstairs.
He's not really into traditional Christmas.
Teasing his sister. Jimmy, we were talking about teenagers, unpleasant teenagers. I want that to be the theme of the show.
Unpleasant teenagers?
Unpleasant holiday teenager.
There's a lot of them.
On this episode of Unpleasant Holiday Teenager.
I love, like you were talking
Jimmy
about.
Jimmy refuses to come out of his room on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, that's going to be our life soon.
Right.
Like there was the.
I hate you, Dad.
Yep. Oh, I hate you too. Bye.
I know you do, but you have to come down because Aunt Tammy came all the way from Oregon.
Right. And I hate Aunt Tammy.
And I have money and you don't.
Can. Son. Can you turn the reindeer head down a little bit? trying to watch the Packer game.
Yeah.
The Packer game.
With Aunt Tammy.
You kind of look like a Packer head with that beard.
It is kind of Aaron Rodgers-ish, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah.
This is the longest I've ever gone with a beard right now, Clay.
Right. What's the motivation?
I don't know. I think it started out as like laziness.
Did I influence you last year when I was growing mine?
Is maybe.
I just wanted to see if you could do it.
I think I just want to see if I can do it. And I think I'm going to go kind of Grizzly Adams with it, which could be like a 4 or 5 month commitment.
I was thinking about doing it too, but I get more of mine doesn't come in good. I get more like the devil beard, you know, like chin, mm-hmm. like goatee, ratty. Very,
like an angry teenager.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an angry teenager.
Like an angry holiday teenager?
Maybe I should go for the angry teenager look for a while.
Going for angry teenager, you know.
I'm gonna dye my hair green.
Yeah.
You're an emo, angry emo teenager. It's a spinoff episode that we're selling later.
That's a whole different ballgame.
This year on Netflix, Angry Emo Teenager.
Mm-hmm.
New series.
He's the star of Angry Emo Teenager.
Ethan Hawke.
Elijah Wood is on the program.
Eric Hawke.
Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for Eric Hawke.
Eric Hawke, the
no relation to Ethan at all.
No.
Wow.
He's the star of the WB's
Angry Emo Teenager.
On Tuesday nights.
There's Tuesday nights on the network. Put your hands together for Eric Hawke.
Hey, thanks, everyone.
There were a lot of angry emo teenagers that I saw on Thursday. Like, I don't know, there's always an angry emo teenager, but then there's like, you can always see the kid who was made to wear, like, the pressed button-down shirt that he doesn't want to wear.
You look like a dork, Dad!
Yeah, he just hates it.
Shut up!
Standing near the hostess stand, like, with this weird look on his face, you know, and you're like...
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Let's go! Get in the Acura! Let's go!
Can you take your headphones out at dinners? Please.
Or you get the passive dad who can't handle it.
Take your headphones out at dinner. Yeah, that would be an angry emo teenager move.
Yeah, you get to the angry emo teenager. That kind of kid only has two different kinds of dads, right?
Oh, really?
He either has a dad who's like, get in the car, shut up, you know, that kind of a dad, you know? Yeah. And the kid's like, eh. And then you have the dad who kind of is asking permission to the son, you know? Like,
yeah.
Eric, hi. It's your dad, you know?
Can we talk about last night when you punched a hole in the wall?
Right. When you have 5 minutes, can we talk about what happened in the basement?
When you have 5 minutes.
All right, I'll be done in like 10.
Kids living in your house.
I'm listening to Radiohead, Dad. I'll be done later.
All right, thank you.
Drawing a picture of a skull.
Yeah.
When you're finished with your skull picture, do you mind joining me for a talk in the basement?
I'll make a grilled cheese for you.
About that stack of 46 hustlers I found in your house. In plain sight.
Yeah. And all that, there was some smoking mirror paraphernalia that was also found. What's going on, Eric?
Aunt Tammy found it.
Aunt Tammy stumbled across a meth lab.
Can we talk about the meth lab Aunt Tammy stumbled across when you have 10 minutes?
She went back to Salem.
Yeah. Did we have any friends who were any angry emo teenagers? I mean, like, was there anybody that were like, I envy him, man. He's a rebel, that angry
That is
emo.
One angry teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew some angry
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, like, I knew some kids that I was like, man, that's an angry kid.
But yeah, I knew one. I knew one.
Destructive angry teenager.
Springer was like that, kind of.
I don't know. I don't think, like... There's a difference between a juvenile delinquent and an angry emo teenager, isn't there? I mean, now we're getting into the nitty gritty.
That's schematics
here.
Right yeah. there.
This is like a town hall meeting down in Louisiana. No, there's a difference between an angry emo teenager and whatever the heck numbnuts over here just suggested.
Yeah.
Now, Coach Billy. The kid Billy. Who wrecked my truck is probably an angry teenager.
Right.
Right.
That is happening somewhere in this country.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a VW hall filled with angry old men being like, right. These damn teenagers! Ah!
And then, you know...
There's a picture of Chris Angel on the wall, and they're all throwing darts at it.
Fact of the matter is, we don't get Jimmy Chitwood playing ball. We don't have a prayer. Yeah.
They're going over basketball. They're talking about Chris Angel. They're eating prime rib.
They're eating turkey. They're eating furkey, that fart turkey.
There's a case of John Goodman farts on standby.
Absolutely. Always on standby.
Oh, man.
Hey, who's on stock-up duty? Make sure you get a couple cases of beer, a case of them John Goodman farts, and plenty of furkey for all the fellas.
Get attacked.
In
case we get attacked.
Yeah.
What you got down that bunker down there? A couple of angry emo teenagers and some John Goodman farts?
Yeah. Oh, man. That just went off the rails.
Yeah.
It did. So Thanksgiving, that's my Thanksgiving talk.
That's it, man. I mean, no angry emos around yet.
Are you ready for Christmas? It's right around the corner.
No.
Yeah, I am. I'm ready. Did you do any Cyber Monday or Cyber Friday?
I did no cyber deals.
No cyber. I don't do no cyber deals.
I didn't do
deals.
Any of that. Oh, wait, yeah. When I was out on Black Friday. Went and saw a movie with my friend in the afternoon. And
your friend?
Yeah. And then we went into... Who's your friend?
We knew what that means. Friend of mine.
Friend, just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went...
I'm just waiting on a friend.
Yeah. And then went into a store, and I was like, ooh, okay. The Black Friday, it's like when they get you for like 50% off everything in the store, you're like, that's how they trap you.
Yeah.
Don't you just go to like bears.com and get all your gear?
No. You mean NFL.com?
Coach Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, coach stuff, you know?
I got a lot of coaching gear. Yeah, it's comfortable.
Boy, the Bears got killed. Killed.
I haven't liked
by
the Bears.
Eagles on Sunday.
I haven't paid attention.
Chicago sports is a mockery right now. It's like, ugh, the Bulls are just an absolute joke. The Bears are a joke. The Blackhawks are subpar. I mean, they're in the middle right now. I think that they can. The Blackhawks. See, that's the thing about hockey. You can get hot in hockey and like.
Another T-shirt idea for Bill.
Well, no, the Blackhawks have the talent. So
you can get hot in hockey.
You can get hot in hockey.
David Hot in hockey.
David Hockenhockey?
It's a great name right there.
Yeah.
VP of sales, David Hockenhockey is here. David Hockenhockey.
New York art curator, David Hockenhockey.
Angry emo
is
teenager, David Hockenhockey.
In Chelsea next week.
David Hockenhockey was born in...
Was born in Chelsea in 1990.
He was born in Schaumburg in 1992.
All right.
Let's cut to the chase here.
It's like Bill Curtis.
The reality of this.
Now we're turning into like an American Greed episode. We got to put Bill Curtis's voice behind.
I love American
David
Greed.
David Hockenhockey. He was born in 1993 in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Yep.
I saw Bill Curtis, and for our radio listeners that don't know who Bill Curtis is, is it American Justice? Is that what he did for A&E?
Yeah.
He was a long-time anchor man here in Chicago on CBS. CBS, BBM, yeah.
Sure was.
And then he became famous. He has Towers Productions.
He's a documentarian. Narrator.
Narrator. He's a documentarian narrator.
He's a good journalist. Yeah.
Yeah, he is a very good journalist. I saw him eating breakfast at brunch the other day. Uh-huh. It was like him and I don't know who he's with, another woman, but...
Yeah.
I wanted to. I'm like, hey, there's Bill Curtis, you know? And he's from Oak Park in River Forest originally. He held a home there.
Is he really?
Yeah, and I wanted to go talk to him. I love the fact that you lampoon yourself. It's beautiful.
Right.
Like, you have a great personality and sense of humor, and I just wondering if I can give you a kiss.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I can suck your thumb.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
Can I introduce you to David Hockenhockey?
What was he eating?
When you have a moment.
Bill, when you have a moment, David Hockenhockey.
I got David Hockenhockey out in a van outside.
If you want to talk.
If you want to meet him.
He's an angry emo teenager. You're going to love him.
Got a lot of material about what's going on in the
He plays a thing called the iPod. You ever heard of the iPod?
He's real good at
playing this weird tech thing called the iPod.
He's probably going to be the next Bill Gates.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be the next Bill Gates. That's what this... That's confused Chicago dad whose kid just got straight A's for the first time. You know, he's talking to his neighbor. I mean, he's probably going to be the next Bill Gates. This kid's smart.
He's like the... Mike Singletary of science.
Yeah.
He's like the Singletary of science. He's probably going to be the next Bill Gates.
Sounds ridiculous.
That was a Chicago. That's kind of an Aykroyd-ish
that guy,
Chicago.
That voice you do, that guy sounds like 350. That can't even talk right.
He's one of those guys whose tongue is too big for his mouth. Yeah. So his mouth kind of hangs open a bit. He's probably going to be the next Bill Gates.
There's lots of guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be hard to breathe.
That's why.
No one wants to hear your mouth breathing.
Don't be a mouth. Don't our nose breather.
This is nationwide radio here.
Jake nose breather. There's another good stage name.
So let's get into Christmas some more.
James Gandolfini was one of the greatest nose breathers ever.
Yeah, he was.
As Tony Soprano's.
Yeah. God rest his soul.
You know, so for Christmas, what are you thinking about maybe getting, like a beard trimmer? Do you own one of those?
Yeah. Now that you're a beard guy?
I'm not a beard guy. Let's not go there yet.
You're a beardo. You know,
there's a lot of work to it. You got to maintain it. You got to trim it up every, 3 weeks because it'll look weird and straggly.
My only question is, what are you running from?
Yeah, what's going on?
Why the sudden change?
Something?
What am I hiding? Yeah. I don't know.
Sometimes you go through a breakup or something.
You know who had a beard? That BTK guy.
What are you hiding? Whoa. I don't know.
Yeah.
That didn't sound very convincing.
So, are you telling me that all of a sudden Kevin Spacey and Al Franken and Matt Lauer, everyone's just getting beards going on? And who else do we got?
You wait and see.
Man, isn't that something crazy about all that stuff?
David Letterman's got a very, very large beard.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
He does. He does.
He's just wacky.
He's like a Santa Claus beard. It's insanity.
He's kooky.
Could you ever grow a beard like that?
I don't know. You don't know until you just.
You're
going to
do it. Do it.
Yeah. Well,
yours
good luck.
Looks, yeah, yeah. Yours is going good.
It's got a little gray in it, which has kind of shocked me.
You're old. Happens.
Just in one spot. It's kind of weird.
Nobody cares about
your
beard. Yeah,
nobody's really that interested.
I feel like an Ewok.
What is the big thing for Christmas this year? I don't know. Here we are. It's December 2nd.
For adults?
For kids. I don't know. I've been asking my kids to make their Santa lists. They're like, Mom knows already. I go, yeah, but I don't know. Kids are so lazy today, they don't even want to write down what you're going to give them.
It's ridiculous.
You just write it down. You're probably going to end up getting it in some capacity,
So is that what the dad says
But the kids are too lazy to even do that now.
Does the dad say to Eric the Angry?
The kids.
What are we going to do about these kids? These angry teenagers.
Does the dad say anything to the angry emo teenager? Well, you're in the predicament you're in, Eric, because you never wrote your Christmas list. Now go to your room.
What if you had 20?
No, not now go to your room. Now please. Do you mind going to your room?
Do you mind going to your room?
Can you please take off your Doc Martens before you walk upstairs? Your Dr. Martens?
Eric, do you mind taking your Dr. Martens off before you go upstairs, please?
Please take your Dr. Martens off.
Thank you.
I paid $90 for those Dr. Martens, please.
That's as angry as he gets.
Yeah. It's the third time I've asked. Oh, man.
And then your turkey and cheese is ready.
We'll be eating at 5:15. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you tell your sister Erica to come down too, please?
Eric and Erica.
Mr. Yeah. Hot and Hockey. Is Eric home?
Eric and Erica Hot and Hockey.
Yeah.
This year's
Nobel Peace Prize. This year's Merit Scholars. Eric and Erica Hot and, what is it?
Hot and Hockey.
Hot and Hockey. All right.
It's absurd.
It's so ridiculous. So Christmas lists. They're out. They're like, no one's going to do
that. I don't know. My kids won't even. I asked my wife.
Cancel it. I go, what
do the kids want?
Cancel Christmas.
Do you have your own personal list that you're thinking about? But you're always doing that. Both of you guys are just like on eBay looking at crap all the time.
I don't need anything else.
Yeah. You're kind of like, I just, I'll, like when I want to buy something.
I got to start getting rid of stuff.
So do I. I'm in that. I got to purge again.
This is
like
ridiculous.
Just throwing stuff out.
Clothes,
I got,
mostly.
I got like piles of stuff I never even wear. It's like, it's creating clutter. Give it away. This is the time of the year to do that. So yeah, I do encourage people. Maybe that'll be a weekend project of mine.
I'd encourage everybody to get out there and get involved in like Toys for Tots this year. Love those guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa.
Come on.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
But get yourself involved in the charitable aspect of the holiday season.
Sure.
That's what's most important, is giving.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Eric, when you decide that you want to give up some of your reindeer head CDs for the homeless, let me know.
Your electric guitar, Eric, that you don't play.
Yeah.
Your Ibanez that I paid a lot of money for that doesn't get played much.
Shut up, Diane.
He's like, yeah, whatever, Dad. You got that as a gift certificate from a friend at work. You know.
Shut up, Diane. You're not my real ma.
Right. You're not my mom, Diane.
Oh, he's a pompous teenager.
Right.
You're not my mom, Diane. I don't know where these voices.
Played by Peter Sarsgaard.
I was at Jeopardy.
You're not my mom, Diane.
Diane.
You're not my mom, Diane. It's my Sarsgaard.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Sarsgaard would play a really good angry emo teenager.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I mean.
I'm gonna send him the script. Listen, we were tooling around with an idea on our show, Peter. You ever hear of these angry teenagers that exist?
You know how to play one of those, perchance?
We were thinking you'd be good at playing one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what I want for Christmas yet. I mean, I do know what I want. I want, you know, world peace.
Peace and quiet.
Lots of jokes.
And $100,000.
A little bit of dough would be fine. That 100.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just about what everybody wants.
Yeah.
It's a scratch-off.
Do you find yourself playing the lottery a little bit more during the holidays? You're like,
nah. I played for the first time in a long time. I got done with him. I had quit on the lottery. I got done with him.
But I keep seeing that Lucky Day keeps like rolling over, and I'm like,
Billy, you're not going to win the lotto.
It could happen. It could happen.
If you do, forgive me for saying that.
Oh, man. You know what? I've been, 'tis the season, you mentioned holiday music.
Right.
Every week now, it seems like every week, I have a new song that gets stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm, you know, back at work again, and one of my work partners is cranking the tunes.
Uh-huh.
And she's always got, you know, the hottest jams of the season on.
Sure, you know? Yeah.
But I'm on a big Demi Lovato kick right now.
Demi Lovato. Huh?
Yeah. I didn't even, and I wouldn't have even noticed what the song was, except the girls at work started singing it while it came on.
Uh-huh.
And it's called, God, what the hell's the name of the song? It's called...
Oh, are you thinking about
playing Body this? Shay is the name of the song.
Oh, were you thinking about playing this tonight?
We might have to play it.
What?
Wow.
Is this... Well,
have you ever seen this Demi Lovato? I don't know much about her.
Yeah, I saw her...
It's the creepiest thing you've ever said.
Right. Eric, have you ever heard of a girl named Demi Lovato? I like her.
Shut up, Dad.
Dad, you're a dork.
I don't understand.
I only listen to thrash Christmas music.
I thought all the kids were listening to Demi Lovato. I can't relate to this guy at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's called Body Say. You can touch me with slow hands. That's how the jam goes.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to play it.
You
want to
play it right now?
I mean, if you want to go into your Lovato kick, are you going to dedicate it to anybody?
I'm going to dedicate it to the Manahans that she has. Remember, didn't she sing?
That's right.
She sang.
She did the national anthem. I think it was at
the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather
fight.
That's
correct.
Wow.
And everyone thought that she had some big paws on her.
All right.
Everybody that was watching at Keith Jaworski's house.
Anyway. Yeah, we were watching. There, people were like, "Look at her hands. She's actually a beautiful woman."
Ooh.
Yeah.
Billy.
I'm gonna be nice.
But this jam is called Body Say. It's Demi Lovato. We play all the hottest music on the Hooli Sooli. We'll be back after this.
If I had it my way, I would take you down. If I had it my way, I would turn you out. And if my body had a say, I would come again. Scared of what I might say, 'cause I'm at the edge. And our eyes are crossed and paths across the room. There's only one thing left for us to do.
take you deep. If my body had a say, I'd get it off my chest. Show you all the red lace underneath this dress. And our eyes are crossed and paths across the room. There's only one thing left for us to do.
Demi Lovato doing Body Say.
That's a really interesting song, Pat.
You can touch me with hands. Speed it up, baby.
How do you, like, I always want, like, I'm one of those.
Bill, you said that was a liquor store song. You go, oh, I know this jam. It plays in a liquor store.
Yeah, right? Well, I'm in stores all day long where they're playing pop music and stuff. So, yeah, but I didn't know that was Lovato.
Pat, you've been listening to some strange music.
Real strange, yeah.
Is that what happens when you have a daughter? You listen to that stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I'm in for?
I guess.
No more reindeer head for me?
No more. Get out of the... No more reindeer head.
God darn it.
Demi Lovato's doing an album with reindeer head.
So, does your daughter listen to tunes like this? You know, I mean, like...
Clive Davis, reindeer head's coming out to do a jam with you tonight. You understand, Demi?
You're on in five.
Ah, Demi! What you done again now?
Do it again, Demi.
Do it again, Demi.
I wish I wasn't. Oh, man, to be an old
record executive, Eric Hottenhacky. Do it again, Demi. One more time, Demi.
If you want me to stamp Hottenhacky on this record, you'll do it again.
At one time,
if you want to be a Hottenhacky artist, you are going to do it again.
Oh, wow, that had a little Pacino in the voice there, too. I haven't heard him come back out in a while.
You think I'm best friends with Billy Joel by accident?
Exactly. Right. For sure.
Yeah.
Now give me a Virginia Slim.
Trevor! Get my Slims.
Give me a Slim and a Clearly Canadian.
And DVR Eric, the... DVR that Eric, the...
Eric, the emo teenager show.
I love that show.
Get that kid on the horn. He's got a future here with Hottenhacky.
Yeah, I think we could put him in
some Hottenhacky has just been the joke of the night, but Eric Hottenhacky has had several different identities in the last, like, 15 minutes.
He has.
Angry emo teenager that he turned into...
this is like his grandpa.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa Hottenhacky.
Was a radio, sure. was a record executive.
Yeah, record executive.
Grandpa Hottenhacky.
In the teens.
No, that was back when Grandpa Hottenhacky lived in town.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, so the pop music, like, what's your daughter?
Yeah, the Lovato thing. Well, the thing was this. It happened at work, and, you know, when you just have those quiet moments at work and everyone's kind of in deep work mode on the computer.
Yeah.
And the song came on. And Lovato was playing, and I didn't notice it, but one of the girls behind me, who's got a pretty good sense of humor, right at the part where it goes, you can touch me with slow, and then she goes, hands, like real, like so everybody could hear it, and nice. I was like, yes! I go, who's this? She's like, oh, it's Demi Lovato.
And you fell in love right there.
And I said, oh, Lovato! What have you done to me?
And it's been in my, and then I had to go, and then I started playing it in my car and smoking cigarettes and driving.
I listened to like the same 10 artists.
Who are they?
I mean, it's like the Rolling Stones, people of the, like of that ilk.
The Who, Beastie Boys.
Yeah, the usual suspects.
Yeah.
The usual suspects.
Dr. Dre, Ice Cube.
Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Recording artist Alan Jackson. Can't call him a star. I didn't know who he was.
Well, a lot of people don't know who Lovato is.
Recording artist Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's her real name.
It's not. It's probably like Ann Gomez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Demi Lovato. I made you from Ann Gomez into Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
It probably is her real name.
Hey, Eric, Aunt Tammy wanted to know if you knew who Demi Lovato is.
I had a appointment today with a guy, and his name was Ian Anderson.
Oh, ooh. Nice. Were you like, I love the Moody Blues.
I didn't even mention it.
Ian Anderson being Jethro Tull.
Demetria
Devon Lovato. Ah, thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Demetria.
She could have been Dee Dee Lovato if she wanted to be on.
That would have been better.
I'm sure that was discussed at some point.
Could you do
you
that?
You want to be Dee Dee Lovato?
You want to be Demi or Dee Dee? We could go D-I-D-I or... no, it was, we already got Dido. We can't have a Dee Dee. That doesn't make sense.
You like Linkin Town Cars?
You like Linkin Park, the band? They had a dog. They had a dog named Demi. That used to run around the office. The cutest thing I ever saw. Had paws just like yours.
Let's go with that one, Dee Dee. What do you think, Dee Dee?
What do you think, Dee Dee, huh? How about becoming Demi?
You want to sign with Hot Nocky?
You want to sign with Hot Neck Recordings?
Then you're Demi from now on. That's really how it goes out there.
Maybe.
Sadly,
I've
never
seen
the
movie Indecent Proposal. I love that movie. Demi Moore. Right?
Sorry. Yep. Yep. Yes, yeah. It is, Bill.
Sorry.
Thank you, Key.
That's Bill's favorite VHS that he owns.
Indecent Proposal?
Yeah.
When Redford buys her the dress, you're like, whoa.
Pops it in, gets under the covers. Starts rocking and rolling.
Yep. Then he throws on Sleeping with the Enemy right for bed.
And he opens his nightstand drawer and pulls out a giant fistful of Twizzlers.
Airheads. What'd you do last night? I had some Airheads and watched Indecent Proposal.
I just sat in bed watching
tape.
Eat some children's candy.
I'm a big
candy.
Woody Harrelson fan.
I laid in bed, watched the tape.
Watch the tape. That is a weird thing to say now. If you sound, there's something that sounds strangely pornographic
you said
that,
about
now
that. Now no one would know what you're talking about.
What are you doing? I'm laying in bed watching a tape.
No
kind of tape.
People are like watching a tape. What?
Right.
Watching tape.
You know why it sounds dirty now? Because if somebody has tapes, it's like there's a scandalous element to it, and they like have it locked up in the garage, or you know.
No, I'm watching Home Alone.
What are you watching? I'm just watching a couple of tapes. It's important. Taking notes. Big.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if at the Hot and Hockey house they ever found an old, like, Home Alone tape. And
Mr. Hot and Hockey's known for his VHS collection.
Like, oh, cool,
they
Home Alone.
It, they call it the Hot and Hockey collection.
And he throws it in the VCR and all of a sudden, what is this?
Bill, you totally lost me. I have no idea what
you're
talking
use
about.
Use your imagination, Hot and Hockey.
Okay, we were talking about tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole concept, you know, I was thinking about the movie store, you know, experience. Mm-hmm. Back when you would, you'd truly get excited when you'd go to, like, the movie store, and you're, when you're, like, 10.
Yeah.
And you can
pick up the box and turn it over
browse,
and read
yeah.
the back of it.
And if it wasn't there, you know, it wasn't behind the box, you're like, ah, it ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get it, and then you know, enjoy it for a few days, and then return it.
Yeah, you did, there was something about it. You had to take a chance on a movie, right?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I'm taking a chance on it, bringing it home with me, and now you just
you had
even,
to feel good about it.
Like, do you even like? I'll go through like Netflix on Apple TV or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Or I mean, on Netflix, and you just scroll forever. You know,
there's
like
so
you
much.
Can't even figure out what you want to pick. It's like I wish somebody would just pick for me. Please
it's
pick
a
for me.
Complete overload.
I have no idea what to do
it's
here.
It's too much.
Too much, yeah. Too much media.
I just want I want rows of tapes in a storefront.
I did start tuning into one of your
shows. I want to get rid of angry teenagers, and I want rows of tapes in storefronts again.
I'm going to go pick up my tape.
What'd you say, Bill?
I did get into one of your shows recently that you had.
One of my shows?
Yeah, or your wife suggested it. on Netflix.
Oh, a show that I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
Which one?
Stranger Things.
Oh, you find you popped your Stranger Things, Jerry? Oh.
Yeah, it's quite entertaining. It's pretty creepy, but mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
Well, he likes getting creeped out.
Congratulations, yeah. You've joined the rest of pop culture.
I did not know it was this big of a thing. Maybe I'll graduate. I don't know. I haven't graduated to Game of Thrones. I haven't done that. Is that something I need to do?
Clay, what do you think about all these scandals? Charlie Rose, boom.
Gone.
Matt Lauer.
Gone.
Gone.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know who's really kind of having a good day, though, is Louis C.K., because he's going to kind of be forgotten.
Yeah, he kind of is. I guess they could keep saying that about a lot of different people, yeah.
Before we forget about talking about this topic, we need to go into a commercial break.
Oh, all right. Well, then the Hooli Hooli returns after this.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love-to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836. Or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org.
That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah!
Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli. Final stretch of the show
Absolutely. Here.
Absolutely. Yep. Thank all of our listeners for sticking around.
Let's
for
talk
this.
About the scandals.
Scandal Town, man.
Scandal Town. Scandal Town.
But every week.
He came from a place called Scandal Town.
It seems
Broadway
like
Broadway number I just wrote.
Scandal Town. Scandal Town.
He came from a place called Scandal Town. Right.
We're doing the Scandal Town number again.
Demi, when we're doing the Scandal Town number from the top, all heart, please.
Don't forget to snap.
Snap those fingers.
Smile and snap during the Scandal Town number, please.
Got it, Dee Dee.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Again, go.
Go. Yeah,
scandals, man.
You turned into Ed McMahon.
Everyone.
Angry Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, Broadway producer. I know.
It's Mr. Hot and Hockey. We've decided who that is. Record producer, Hot and Hockey.
But every 3 days, I feel like in the news, it's somebody new. And you're like, what the heck is going on?
Yep.
People are that creepy.
You know, it's like, do you have to be a creep to make a lot of money? Is that the situation? No, or does when money turn you into the creep?
That's what it is.
I think Anthony, money turns you into the creep.
Anthony Weiner is like,
yeah, he's like, whoa. Oh, and I was the bad guy.
See.
Yeah. Gosh,
you know,
that's so creepy.
It's just people don't think. Plus,
I think
the guy's, like, Lauer, he's been married for 20 years.
Well.
It's like, dude, what are you doing? If you want to do that, don't get married in the first place.
I think that, like, goes back to the amount. I mean, you think about someone who's making $50 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
The realities of his realities.
We're talking about, like,
realities.
Gwyneth Paltrow's, like, shirt.
But even though he's a, a journalist, his world is absolutely completely different than an everyday American. It is. There's no question about it. So when those people get put into...
Now it is really different. You can't even go to a gas station now.
Well, it's going to be now.
Where someone
would
be like, you pig!
Mm-hmm.
But
Lauer!
He kind of probably figured, this person, whoever this person is, I can do whatever I want and it'll never get back to me. I mean,
Lauer,
you have to,
go grab a backhoe. It's over by Spacey Camp down
here. I think
here.
What it boils down to is that
go lay down with space.
Money has a way of infiltrating people's moral compasses. And
there's
I think
a camp for those guys. They're all arriving.
Yeah.
They're getting on a bus every week. Who's on the bus this week? We got Louis C.K., Matt Lauer.
That would be Spacey.
Charlie Rose.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Put him in the Spacey bedroom.
Put him in the Spacey cabin.
Put him in the Spacey cabin.
Lauer, you're a little cranky. You lay down with Spacey for a little bit.
But here's what I want to know. Okay, has it? No one's come out
it's
yet.
The darkest thing
are we waiting?
About.
Is anybody going to come out with a saying a woman sexually harassed them? Is that going to? Could that?
That'll happen.
I mean,
sure,
it happens. Question is, which crazy celebrity woman is doing this to people?
We can't speculate because that.
I'm sure
be
there's
harassment.
Plenty.
It's coming. I know it's coming. Somebody's going to come out with something.
It's all coming out. This is the time of revolution. It's revolutionary.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, although it's. It's saddening and kind of sick to think about because you're like, oh, boy, I mean, I really appreciated that person's art and everything you see about them. You're going to always affiliate that with it, unfortunately.
Patty, you brought up a good
That's why
point.
Why keep your pants on, okay?
When you said Sinatra, like, think about, like, oh, that whole era would be crushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't exist.
No, it wouldn't. But you know what does exist, Clay?
What's that?
Past archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli can be found on iTunes if you search under Free Crack. This show is coming to a close and is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night at 6 p.m. And stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow afterwards. You can also find our episodes if you go to freecrack.com.
Yes, you can.
Right there.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a fun week. We talked a lot about the Houlihan Hockey family.
Yes, we did. Weekend.
Or this week. I tell you, it was great to have you guys back on the show again. It was after
good to
a little
be here.
Hiatus.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And until next week, bye.